Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plykins here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. And we have a jam-packed program for you. The Panthers play tonight, of course, Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final. And we will have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network, beginning with the pregame show at 7:30, followed by the action at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers looking to take a 3-0 lead, a 3-0 stranglehold in this best-of-seven series. Obviously, the winner of the series punches a ticket to the Stanley Cup Final, where they will play the winner of the Edmonton-Dallas series. That one even up right now, by the way, if you missed the outcome of last night. Edmonton rebounded from a Game 1 loss to get one in Dallas. So it is a 1-1 series heading back to Edmonton out in the Western Conference. But lots to get to as it pertains to the Panthers here in the next hour. Getting you ready, of course, for the action tonight and taking a look back at the week that was. It was a busy week, a week away from home for the Panthers, but the Panthers having about as good a road trip as you could hope to have, considering the magnitude of the games, the outcomes, and well, the Panthers coming back home with a chance to take commanding 3-0 lead in the conference final. We'll take you through the week that was coming up here in just a couple of moments. And coming up next segment, Nick Olchek will stop by. He's covering the series for Sports USA's national radio coverage. So he will join us to talk about the first couple of games of the Eastern Conference Final. We'll talk about that with Nick coming up in segment number two. Of course, you also know Nick from Utah Hockey Club, now Utah Mammoth television broadcast. So we will visit with him coming up in segment number two, and we'll have some game two reaction looking ahead to game three. We'll hear from Matthew Tkachuk and Carter Verhaeghe as they spoke to the media following the win the other night. We'll have some of their post-game media availability coming up in segment number three. So again, lots to get to here over the course of the hour as we look back at the week that was, as we set up a big one tonight, talking Stanley Cup playoffs with you. Doug Plykins with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass with you for the next hour here, wherever and however you tuned in. We welcome you aboard. We will take a look back at the last week of Panthers action. But tonight, Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, it's going to be game three of the Eastern Conference Final. We mentioned 8 o'clock puck drop, 7:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Now, if you plan to tune in tonight, we'd love to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena. But if you aren't able to make it out to the arena tonight, you can listen in Miami-Dade and Broward counties on 560 WQAM, Real Radio 92.1 up in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys is your place to tune in, and of course, lots of other places to find it as well. The Panthers app, hit that radio button, top right corner. You'll get us there each and every night. Takes all the guesswork out of it. If you have SiriusXM, channel 220 in your car, and it'll be 931 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. As always, you can always find us at channel 931 there. And so many of the apps nowadays, the SiriusXM app included, have great pause play features. So if you want to sync us up to the national television broadcast, which you can find on TNT for the Eastern Conference Final, if you want to sync us up to that national TV broadcast, you can pause your TV at a whistle. Then when you hear that same whistle on the radio, the app, online, wherever you're tuned in, hit play on your TV and you'll have us all synced up, all matched up. Pause your TV at a whistle, press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio, the app, online, and you will have us all good to go and all matched up. So a couple of housekeeping items there before we get too far along here on Panthers Insider. Here's another one. Cats in the playoffs. You want to gear up today with official Panthers playoff merchandise. Grab your playoff tees, caps, hoodies, and more. Go to FLATeamShop.com or the Pantherland store at the FTL War Memorial to purchase get your Panthers playoff merchandise. I am coming to you from the Baptist Health Iceplex at the FTL War Memorial. And as we do the show here, we are waiting for the Panthers to start their morning skate. That'll be in a little bit. We'll have some media availabilities as well. And we'll hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. We'll hear from a few of the players, I'm sure, and get a sense of how things are looking here today heading into game number three. And we'll talk about the last handful of games here. Why don't we get right into it now, looking back at the week of Panthers action that was. And I know we're talking Eastern Conference Final. I know the Eastern Conference Final continues this evening. But to get to the Eastern Conference Final, since the last time we spoke to you on Panthers Insider, we like to go back and recap the entire week. And this is a fun week to recap because it was a great week on the ice for the Panthers. Panthers hit the road last Saturday and Sunday. Hard to believe it was less than 1 week ago at this time, but Sunday was a massive Game 7, Round 2 in Toronto, the Panthers and the Maple Leafs. You remember how that series went. You had the Leafs taking the first two games, and the Panthers won the last three, and then Toronto came into Amerant Bank Arena for Game 6. They won 2-0, forced a Game 7. So it was Sunday night for all the marbles in that Round 2 series. The Panthers and the Maple Leafs met in a Game 7, and the Panthers, in runaway fashion, came out on top. We'll talk a little bit about the scoring summary, some of the players that had big games there, but there were six different goal scorers for the Panthers in a 6-1 Game 7 win. Here are the highlights from that Game 7 win as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Marner here on the near boards, dumped over, got a pass out to Carlo from the seat of his pants, long shot blocked out front, over on the far side, Barkov will muscle it into the neutral zone, Rodriguez to Seth Jones, right circle, Jones walks in, shot, he scores! Seth Jones gets the Panthers on the board here in Game 7, 16:45 to go in the second, it's 1-0 Panthers, Seth Jones on a heavy wrist shot out of the right circle. Marchand left side shot, saved, made by Wall, loops out in front, and on the end boards, Lundell kept it alive. Marchand, right point, Mikkola. Nico Mikkola, backhand to forehand, down along the far boards. Marchand shot, tipped in front, rebound, they score! And it's Anton Lundell! And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 12:42 to go. Here in the second, Anton Lundell picking up the loose change. Tavares from behind his own net, bolts up the near side. Backhand of the neutral zone, intercepted. Back in go the Panthers. Jones, Greer, left circle shot, save wall. Greer, the rebound in front of chance, and they score! Jonah Gadjevich makes it 3-0 Panthers! What effort in front of the net, and Jonah Gadjevich there to jam it in! The Panthers lead by a trio with 10:21 to go here in the second. Marchand up the right wing for the Panthers. Backhand toward the net, into the far corner. The Wostering in there, collides with Ekman Larson. Over the far boards, long shot. Marchand tip, they score! And it's into Lewosterinen, who got a piece of it. Marchand put it to the net. Lewosterinen tips it in. And once again, the Panthers lead by 3. 4-1 your score. What a response! Draw far circle off the draw. Turnaround shot. They score. And it's Reinhardt from the high slot. He lets it rip. He wasted no time. And the Panthers have a 5-1 lead with 10:36 to play here in the third. Sam Reinhardt adds to the lead. Over on the far side of the ice, here's Marchand. He'll send it all the way down, and he scores on the empty net. Brad Marchand, 6-1 Panthers with 3:03 to go here in this third period of play. What a night for Brad Marchand. That's 3 points for him in the game, and that one will most definitely seal this one up. The final seconds tick away, and the Panthers 6-1 winners in runaway fashion. Game 7 here in Toronto, and the Panthers win it by a 6-1 final score, and the Florida Panthers are heading to the Eastern Conference Final for a third straight year.
Seventh heaven for the Panthers, and again, spring turns to fall in Toronto as the Leafs wilt, and the Panthers will be moving on to face the Carolina Hurricanes. What a well-done job all around, and the Panthers get the victory in stunning fashion as they go on the road and take care of Toronto.
So the Panthers in Game 7, a 6-1 rout of the Leafs in Toronto. Panthers punched a ticket to the Eastern Conference Final for a third straight season with that win. Here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice as we got ready to shift gears into the Eastern Conference Final. Here's what Paul Maurice had to say about that Game 7 win in Toronto.
It was the best start we had in the series. We were right and wired, and that's all you're checking for is like the first 5 minutes, right? It felt the same way in Edmonton that Game 7. There was no tension in our game. There was just pure excitement. So you get to that first 5-10 minute mark of the first period, you're going, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, but we're right.
So Paul Maurice there just talking about what he saw from his group in that Game 7 win in Toronto. And there wasn't a lot of time for the Panthers to enjoy the Game 7 win because they won on Sunday, and then it was time to start the Eastern Conference Final on Tuesday. So Tuesday night, things shifted to Raleigh, North Carolina. The Panthers would open this series on the road, and well, they picked up a win in Game 1, and this one was in pretty convincing fashion. 5-2 was the final score in the Game 1 win here in the Eastern Conference Final for the Panthers. Let's relive the highlights as they aired. We'll get some reaction sound here in just a moment, but here are the Game 1 highlights from a Panthers 5-2 win to open up the Eastern Conference Final in Raleigh.
Tkachuk on the end wall for the Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk, right circle, Reinhardt. Down low, Tkachuk. Back along the near side, Barkov. Tkachuk in the right wing corner. Barkov here on the right side into the circle. Barkov in front, a chance. Backhand, they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe, backhand, top shelf. And the Panthers are on the board first here in the Eastern Conference Final. Rodriguez, Ekblad shot, he scores off the iron and in. The Panthers came up with it in the offensive end. It was Rodriguez who spotted an open air in Ekblad, and he rifles one home out of the right circle, and the Panthers double their lead. It's 2-0 here in Game 1. Blake plays one down to our right, back behind the net. Nico Mikkola there, backhand far boards, handled there by Gajewicz, given to Tomasz Nosek. Up the right side, now Mikkola right circle in front of Chance Greer, and he scores! What a setup, and what a finish! A.J. Greer upstairs, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead! 30 seconds on the power play, Rodriguez to Bennett. Bennett at the line, long shot, he scores! Sam Bennett! A long-distance shot from just inside the blue line. It's a power play goal. It made its way through the traffic, and the Panthers have a 4-1 lead. Off the draw, Forsling a blast. Wide of the Carolina net. Nosek in front of shot. They score! From in close, it's Etulu Ostarinen set up in the left circle, and he blasts it home, and the Panthers stretch their lead to 5-1 with 5:05 to play here in the third, and Etulu Ostarinen stays red hot in these playoffs. Off the faceoff, Panthers working out to the line. Goss to spare the hold. It's played back down to the corner, and we've got a little dust up out around center. The final horn sounds, and the Panthers take Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final, 5-2 here in Raleigh tonight. So the Panthers open up the Eastern Conference Final with a convincing 5-2 win over the Canes.
5-2, the Panthers took Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. Verhaeghe and Ekblad in the first period. Sebastian Aho would get one for Carolina late in the frame, but it was all Panthers after that. A.J. Greer in the second period, and then Sam Bennett and Etulu Ostarinen scoring in the third to make it 5-1 Panthers. They picked up one in the final 4 minutes, but it was too little too late for the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 1. 5-2 the final, the Panthers getting the better of the Canes in Game 1 of this Eastern Conference Final. Some reaction from the Game 1 victory. First, here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. His thoughts on the series opening win in Raleigh.
When you get into a completely different style, and Carolina is unique, almost like we are, and that there's not a lot of other teams that play the game that we play. So there's an adaptation. You've got your game, and that's fine, and everybody, well, we just got to handle our game. There's some truth to that, but it does have to be applied against the other team. I thought we were okay with it, but I will tell you, which is a pause, when you go back and watch the video, we played a much better game than it felt on the bench. Some of that's just my own experience, right? It's because the pucks are contested, there's a lot more small area changes of possession, and you get frustrated with that as a coach. We should be able to complete that play, or we should read that change of possession faster, and then you go back and watch it and say, you know, we were reading them real fast. We were fine.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there talking about the game one win over the Carolina Hurricanes. We also had a chance to catch up with Panthers defenseman Seth Jones. I asked him his thoughts on the game one win.
I thought we did a lot of good things. Our forecheck was well. I thought we were physical. Bob made big saves when he needed to, and I thought defensively we did a decent job boxing around him and giving him clear vision on a lot of the shots. So power play was pretty good as well. But we want to improve our game a little bit and be a little better.
So the Panthers took game one. Seth Jones there. You heard he liked a lot of what the Panthers did, and they move on to game number two back on Thursday night. And, well, if game one was won in convincing fashion over Carolina, game two was won in runaway fashion by the Panthers in Carolina to take a 2-0 series lead. Here are the highlights from the game two win in Raleigh.
Carolina Hurricanes control. Andrei Svechnikov didn't clear. Forsling in front of shot. He scores! Gus Forsling, 1 minute, 17 seconds in. It's 1-0 Panthers. They cash in off the Carolina turnover. Now behind the net, then Verhaeghe thinks about a wraparound on it for bouncing puck, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe took it to the front of the net. 8:19 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Panthers, and that may have gone off something out in front. I believe that something was Matthew Tkachuk. Played up the near side. Carolina breaks it out. 2-on-1 stall. The puck carrier left side of the circle. Threads it to the trailer. Martinuk shots. Hey! Made by Bobrovsky. And the Panthers up the ice in a hurry. Shot, they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe. Picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal. And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first. Bennett backs out the line. Ekblad straight on at the blue line has it. Ekblad patiently. Long shot tip wide by Verhaeghe. Back behind the net. He rips it in front. Jammed it. And they score! And it's Sam Bennett crashing the net. And the Panthers take a 4-0 lead with 39 seconds to play here in the second. What a shift. And the Panthers are rewarded with a 4-goal lead. Tkachuk. He'll try and flip it out front. Pass to flex away. Rodriguez in the Reinhardt spot here on this unit for now. Here's Rodriguez. Far boards out the line. Ekblad there. Ekblad across to the right point. Long shot. He scores! From out at the right point. Ekblad put it to the net. Barkov was right in front. And the Panthers take a 5-0 lead. A power play goal. A deflection from the captain. And the horn sounds. That's it for this one. A 5-0 Panthers win here in game two of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers will head home up 2-0 in this best of seven series. That is 6 career playoff shutouts for Sergei Bobrovsky. Turned away all 17 Kane shots tonight. 5-0 the Panthers take game two.
So a 5-0 Panthers win in game two. They take a 2-0 series lead, and they bring that 2-0 series lead back home to Amerant Bank Arena for tonight's 8 o'clock matchup. Gus Forsling, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett with 2, and Alexander Barkov. The goals for the Panthers in that one. Now, yesterday, before the Panthers left Raleigh and came back to South Florida, we heard from a few of the players there. Here's Evan Rodriguez of the Panthers. This was yesterday with thoughts on the Panthers' game two win.
Yeah, I thought we had a really good start. You knew they were going to push with, you know, losing the first one at home and not wanting to go down two. So I thought we were focused and ready. And, you know, a huge goal from Gussie early on gave us a little bit of momentum. And I thought we just, you know, put our foot on the gas after that. And, you know, we didn't give them much either, which, you know, was part of the identity of our game.
Evan Rodriguez there. Here's Anton Lundell, the Panthers. Now, the Panthers do have a 2-0 series lead. This Carolina team, though, they didn't get to the Eastern Conference Final by accident. Anton Lundell was asked, what makes the Carolina Hurricanes still a difficult matchup?
Every shift is a battle. You know, we were able to score some goals and, you know, got ahead of them. But at the same time, you know, it wasn't over. You know, we got to be dialed in. We got to be ready. You know, they're a very effective team, so you give a chance and they bounce back to the game. So it's a full 60 minute, and, you know, they battle hard. We knew it's going to be a hard game, and that's just the way they play. You know, they never give up, and that's why we got to be aware.
Anton Lundell talking about the matchup against Carolina, and you heard Evan Rodriguez before that talking about the Game 2 win. So the Panthers, they won their last three games on that road trip, Game 7 and then Games 1 and 2. Game 2 there in the Eastern Conference Final, about as perfect as you can play a road game, winning 5-0. The only negative there, and we're waiting for the news today. Maybe we get some clarity on the subject. But Sam Reinhart did leave that game in the first period. Paul Maurice said after the game on Thursday night that sometime maybe today that they'd be able to give us some info on that. So that's the wait and see as we get ready for tonight's 8 o'clock face-off, Game 3, Panthers and the Hurricanes at Amerant Bank Arena. We're going to step aside. We'll come back. Nick Olchek covering the series for Sports USA's national radio broadcast of the Eastern Conference Final. He's going to join us on the other side, talk about his observations throughout the first couple of games. That is next. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. As always, Panthers gearing up for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final tonight. A 2-0 series lead for the Panthers. And a reminder, you can catch every Cats playoff game at the Baptist Health Iceplex in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Watch and skate. Enjoy food and drinks at the Federal. Shop at Pantherland, powered by FLA Team Shop. Go to BaptistHealthIceplex.com to sign up to skate today. Watch parties for every playoff game at the Baptist Health Iceplex in downtown Fort Lauderdale, where I'm coming to you from right now as we get ready for the morning skate here in a little bit, media availabilities, and then getting ready for tonight's game, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock face-off, Panthers and the Canes, Game 3. You can find it all over the Panthers Radio Network, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, the Panthers app. Hit that radio button, top right corner, you'll get us every game. But elsewhere across the United States, on the national radio broadcast of the Eastern Conference Final from Sports USA. Joining us now, my friend and yours, Nick Olchek, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. Nick covering the series for Sports USA's national coverage. You can also catch him on Utah Hockey Club, now Utah Mammoth TV broadcast. Nick, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. How are you today as you get ready for Game 3?
Dougie, I'm doing great. Woke up, the sun is shining, and a huge game tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. So life can't get much better than this, especially for those who are Panthers fans. So great to be with you, and thanks for having me on.
Nick Olchek here with us. And in mentioning that, obviously the first two games going the Panthers' way, but your impressions, I guess if we're looking at this from the broadest scope, your impressions of the first two games as we shift here to Sunrise for tonight's Game 3.
Yeah, it's really been, I think, a series controlled in pretty much every dynamic and area of the game for the Panthers. And yes, the scores have been what they have, and you know, the power play has been clicking on all cylinders. And all special teams have gone the Florida Panthers' way. You know, there have been times in the first two games where Carolina has had a push. They've had a couple of shifts, especially in Game 2 in the second period, where they started to come. They started to find some momentum in their game. But what's so impressive about the team that you, Dougie, and the great Florida Panthers fans have been able to see consistently this year is how they're able to handle those moments when, yeah, maybe the other team gets some momentum. Maybe they get a couple of shifts where the energy is on their side, but you know how they handle that pressure. is they keep their game simple. They don't divert from the game plan. And the two periods that I had a great chance to see Florida in the defensive zone from my vantage point in games one and two, is especially in the corners to the sides of Sergei Bobrovsky, whether it was a forward or a defenseman who won a race to a puck. And if Carolina started to have some zone time, they didn't overcomplicate it. They didn't shove it up the boards where Carolina may have been pinching. They didn't try to make a direct pass into the middle of the ice. They just did a high flip into the neutral zone to relieve pressure, and then they shot out of the out of their own end really quickly to get up ice. So that way Carolina had a tough time getting back in. So all they could really do is dump the puck in. So I think from a schematic and a tactic type of a scenario, that's one thing I think that has allowed Florida not just to control the game offensively, but spend less time in their defensive zone. It's worked in games one and two, and it's really seemed like it's been a plan that they have enacted all season long, and it has really helped them both in their defensive game and allowing them to get to their offensive game that much more.
Nick Olczyk joins us this morning talking Eastern Conference Final. Panthers a 2-0 lead over the Canes heading into tonight's Game 3. And in mentioning that, Nick, you talk about all the things the Panthers did well there. And if they're preparing for tonight's game and getting ready for what you'd expect to be a push from Carolina, because obviously they don't want to go down 3-0 here. You mentioned there were some stretches where it looked like Carolina was starting to get a little traction, and the Panthers always seemed to have an answer for it. And there were times where the Canes started throwing the body around, and the Panthers seemed to have an answer for it. If you're the Carolina Hurricanes preparing for tonight's game, what are you looking to do differently? If you're Rod Brind'Amour in the coach's office right now on the Carolina side, who are you looking to, and what are you looking to maybe stem the tide here if Carolina's going to have any chance?
It may seem like a counterintuitive statement, but I think first and foremost, an attitude or a mindset or a mentality for the Carolina Hurricanes is twofold coming into this game. First, they can't change the way that they play completely. Of course, there are subtle little adjustments I think that they need to make, especially in terms of the discipline in their game. They've taken a couple of penalties here in games one and two, especially the first game, which led to the first goal of the series. It was a retaliatory penalty from Sebastian Aho. And then last game, it was Andrei Svechnikov who gave a healthy hack into the back of the head with his hand, into the back of the head of Matthew Tkachuk, and the Panthers went on to score on that power play as well. So, you know, that's one of the things that the Panthers do so well amongst the laundry list of things is they frustrate you and they frustrate you into taking penalties. So I think for Carolina, what got them to the Eastern Conference Finals is playing a straight-ahead brand of hockey. And it's not to say they can't go east to west and make those types of plays, but when you're going against a team that defends so well and they very rarely get out of their structure, they don't get running around a lot like the Panthers do, you know, Carolina just had to play more straight-ahead. They haven't really gotten to the inside in this series, especially at the net front. Florida's D, yes, they're massive, but they box out and they find sticks and they make life really difficult. So each time you go to the net, if you're not scoring, the only thing you are collecting are a couple of bruises on your body. So, you know, if Carolina wants to get back into this series, they got to win in those areas. They got to be much better in front of their net as well as the Florida Panthers net. And lastly, as I said off the top of this answer, it may seem a little counterintuitive, but you can't worry about winning the game. You can't worry about winning the series when you're down two. I think it has to start, go shift by shift, and in the first 20 minutes tonight, just win the first period. Be even or ahead after one, get the positive juices flowing, you're back out on the road, you're in enemy territory, embrace that atmosphere. But for Carolina, you can't be worried about trying to win the series right now. It's got to be one period at a time. And if they do that, you give yourself a darn good chance.
Yeah, they didn't get to the Eastern Conference Final by accident. Some of what you mentioned right there, I think, is a lot of what has made the Panthers successful going back the last couple of years, is it's just a process and a methodical approach, and shift by shift, period by period, not trying to win the game on one shift, as you mentioned right there. Nick Olchek, kind enough to stop by. He's on the series for Sports USA's national coverage of the Eastern Conference Final. Nick, on last year's Panthers playoff run, I think Gus Forsling was probably the Panther whose stock rose the most, whose star probably shined, or I guess the best way to phrase it would be, he was probably the Panther who maybe was put onto the radar, who maybe flew under the radar for a bit leading up to the series. As these playoffs have gone along, as this series goes along, do you feel like there's a Panther who may have been under the radar who is now much more on the radar, whether it be a guy like Etu Luostarinen or another Finn like Nico Mikkola? The two of them seem to be getting a lot of headlines lately, but is there a Panther that you think maybe before the playoffs people didn't know much about and now they're starting to learn a lot about him?
I think it is the guy that Paul Maurice called the Condor because of his size, his range, his reach, and that being Nico Mikkola. I really think he has exploded on the scene, and he hasn't only been great defensively. But, Dougie, you've seen it firsthand. There have been times in this series where he, as a defenseman, is leading the forecheck. And the vantage point that I have had for two periods down in Carolina, I have been positioned in the defensive zone for Florida for two out of the three periods, and I'm watching the game, and I look up, and there's Nico Mikkola when the puck is dumped into the Carolina zone, and not only does he make a play on it or there's a physical play, but he's able to get back. So it's not just the range that he has with his stick and with his body, but the skating ability, while being 6'6", is just not something that you come across, because usually when guys are that big, there's a deficiency in their game. Yes, they're big, they got long legs, but it takes them a while to get going and to try to change directions and be agile and accelerate one way or another. But it just really seems like he's the total package. And also watching him at the net front, there have been some monstrous battles between he and Jordan Staal. And Jordan's played in this league a long time. He's a Stanley Cup champion. He's a large human as well, so he can more than handle himself. But Nico Mikkola, anytime there has been a guy trying to establish body position or get into the eyes and make life difficult for Sergei Bobrovsky, let's just say even if I had armor on and I was riding a cavalry, getting there and getting comfortable around the Florida net is not an easy thing, and you're going to have to pay a price if big number 77 is in your way trying to stop you from getting to the Florida Panthers blue paint. So I think in every area, he has really led the charge of what the Florida Panthers have done from a defensive standpoint. And the incredible number two that each of the Florida Panthers defensemen on their roster that have played have had a goal in these playoffs. Like, that tells you everything you need to know, is it's not just the forwards coming through, but it's a defenseman. And if you want to win this time of year, it takes everybody. So there's a reason why the Panthers are where they are, up to nothing. But I think the guy known as the Condor, Nico Mikkola, has had a real large coming out party, and someone that everybody needs to know the name of because of what he can do in every area of his game.
Two more quick ones here for Nick Olchek before we let you get going here, Nick. First, off the drop of the puck tonight, scoring first is huge for both of these teams based on what they're able to do when they get a lead. But early in the game, first 5-10 minutes, what are you looking for here tonight in game three?
Well, I'm not looking for a whole heck of a lot different. I think the Florida Panthers have done such a great job, especially early in games, of being physical, but not over the edge, not to where you're taking penalties. And it doesn't always have to be a bone-crunching hit where you're putting a guy into the fourth or fifth row. It's separating man from puck. So expecting a similar start in that way for the Florida Panthers, getting pucks deep and allowing their forecheck to, as some call, tenderize the meat. And, of course, they're going to be in front of their home fans. So taking advantage of that energy, of that momentum that the Florida Panthers fans are going to bring. And for the Carolina Hurricanes, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, you can't try to win this game in the first period. If you do that, you're going to get caught up ice. You're going to give up odd man rushes. So very similar. There's been a lot talked about coming into this series, how both these teams play. Fairly similar. It won't be that much different for the Carolina Hurricanes. Yes, they want to be physical, but you can't be physical to the point of where it gets you out of your structure. Go shift by shift. The focus is getting the first goal for Carolina and going from there.
Nick Olczyk here with us. Last one for you, Nick, taking it away from this series. I mentioned off the top, folks can find you on Utah Hockey Club, now Utah Mammoth broadcast. You were a part of that first season in Utah. Would be remiss if we didn't give you a chance to talk about what was that first season like out there in Salt Lake City. From afar, it seemed like there was a great buzz. We got to be there for one game. It was exciting. It was a great environment. But year one in Utah, how'd things go and how excited are you for year number two? I'm sure you could go on and on about this for an hour or two, but just the Reader's Digest version here. How was year number one in Utah?
Yeah, Dougie, very kind of you to give me the floor here to talk a little Utah Mammoth, which is still kind of crazy. It's each time I say it after it's been Utah Hockey Club for the inaugural season, it's kind of strange, but I think the ownership group of Ryan and Ashley Smith, some other important folks, Chris Armstrong, Bill Armstrong, and the like. Everybody did such a wonderful job in terms of the naming and something that as an organization they did, something that really hasn't been done in sports before, was open it up to the public and allow the fans to choose the name. You want to talk about putting Utah first. That's what this organization and ownership group has done, very similar to what Mr. Vinny Viola and the ownership group has done down here in Florida about putting fans first and giving them the opportunity to watch a great brand of hockey, which is something that Utah has done. An exciting young group with players like Clayton Keller, who had a 90-point season, Logan Cooley and Dylan Gunther, guys who the whole league may not know now, but are certainly going to know in the upcoming years. In the exciting brand of hockey that the team has played, as you know, Dougie, you want to cover exciting players and a team that plays an exciting brand of hockey, and that's exactly what Utah did last year and really is the name of the game for them moving forward. So it's just been so amazing to see how the fans in Salt Lake City and the greater Utah area have taken a liking to the team and obviously the new name of the Utah Mammoth. So a great first year where they were playing competitive games towards the end of the season. They were officially eliminated from the playoffs with just four games to go. So they were in it up until the end, capturing the imagination and the attention of all the great Utahns that were logging in and watching and at the game. So exciting times ahead. And I know I'm in Florida Panther country, but it's not illegal to root for a team in the other conference. So if you're looking for a team in the West, folks, take a look at what the Utah Mammoth can do this year, because it's going to be another very exciting season.
Or if you're looking for a road trip to follow the Panthers on, Salt Lake City, a beautiful place to check out. So certainly one to put on the to-do list. Nick Olczyk, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. You can catch him on the national radio broadcast of tonight's game from Sports USA. You can catch him on Utah Mammoth broadcast next season. And, of course, Nick, kind enough to join us here this morning. Nick, thanks so much for the time. We'll see you at the rink here in a little bit.
Dougie, you're one of the great voices we have in our game, an even better person. So appreciate you having me on, and best of luck with the call tonight and to the Panthers the rest of the way.
Right back at you, sir. Thank you so much. That's Nick Olczyk, kind enough to join us here on Panthers Insider this morning to chat about the Eastern Conference Final and more. Folks, we're going to step aside here on Panthers Insider. One more segment to go. We'll hear from Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe, some sound from them following the Game 2 win on the other side of the break, and we'll tee it up for Game number 3 tonight. It's going to be an 8 o'clock face-off, 7:30 preview here across the radio network. More Panthers Insider to come. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Doug Plagans here with you. Thanks again to Nick Olczyk for stopping by. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. And a big thanks once again to Nick Olchek for stopping by last segment from Sports USA. And you can catch him on Utah Mammoth broadcasts as well. And does a fine job wherever you happen to catch Nick doing his thing. So again, big thanks to Nick for stopping by last segment, talking about the series here, what he's noticed through the first two games. And we'll make some of our own observations here as well as we get ready to wrap things up here on Panthers Insider in just a few moments. Folks, you can join the 93 Society email club. Stay up to date on all things Panthers. Be the first to know about special ticket offers, exclusive events, and so much more. Sign up at floridapanthers.com. And a limited number of territory memberships were just released for next season. Act now to become a season ticket territory member today. Members receive exclusive access, unparalleled savings, and memorable experiences that last all season long. Go to floridapanthers.com/memberships or call 954-835-PUCK and select option one to lock in your membership. Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Game three of the Eastern Conference Final. Panthers a 2-0 series lead, looking to take a 3-0 stranglehold if they can get it done tonight. It's going to be an 8 o'clock start. 7:30, we're on the air with Panthers Preview across the radio network, and we invite you to tune in. Lots of different places to listen. 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward Counties. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches. Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The Panthers app, hit that radio button top right corner. You'll get us there. SiriusXM app and streaming 931. You can always find us there as well. SiriusXM 220 in the car tonight. If you're tuning in out driving around, listen to some satellite radio, you can find us there. Lots of different ways to consume game three of the Eastern Conference Final. Now, some things we're keeping an eye on as we head into tonight's contest, the Panthers and the Canes. You look back to game two, as I mentioned a little bit ago, game two, about as perfect as you could hope for a road game in the playoffs to go. The Panthers won the game 5-0 to take a 2-0 lead, took both in Raleigh. The Panthers, though, did see Sam Reinhart leave the game, took that low hit from Sebastian Aho back in game number two of the series with just over 5 minutes to go in the first period. He didn't come back after that, and Paul Maurice said postgame that he may have some information for us come Saturday, which is today. So keep tuned to floridapanthers.com and the other appropriate channels for maybe some more information as it pertains to Sam Reinhart. But outside of that, he's obviously a huge part of the Panthers, but outside of that, everything going the Panthers' way through two games here in this series. And things to keep an eye on going into tonight, this Panthers team, when they get a lead, things tend to go their way. The Panthers in the playoffs, 6-0 when they lead after 20, 9-0 when they lead after two periods of play. The starts as well, the Panthers, they're outscoring the opposition in the first period in the playoffs, 16-11. Carolina outscored 11-6 in the first period in the playoffs. So the Panthers, a +5 differential in the opening frame. Carolina, a -5 differential in the opening frame. The Panthers have been the team that has benefited from some really good starts, and that's been the case here through two games of this series as well. And, of course, that balanced scoring attack has been well documented. Gus Forsling last game became the 18th Panther to score in these playoffs. That takes us about to the end of Panthers Insider. Again, tonight, 8 o'clock face-off at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise, 7:30 Panthers Preview on the radio network. We'd love to have you on board for that. Big thanks to Nick Olchek for stopping by this morning. Big thanks to our man Dan Day on the other side of the glass. And, as always, a big thanks to all of you for tuning in out there in radio land. And folks, I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show. We'll talk to you tonight for game three of the Eastern Conference Final right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.